Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side.
Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Today's episode trigger warning is explicit sexual content.
And I have a Spotify comment, and this one comes from Bizza, and it says, "You know what? Hell yeah." I love that.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that was the whole thing. Hell yeah.
Yeah. That was the whole comment?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
And this week we're telling Riley all about Tentacle Entanglement by Siggy Shade. And how many stars did you guys give it on Goodreads?
I gave it, I think, a 3.5. It was just silly, goofy. Easy read.
I gave it a 4 because I literally breezed through it. It was so much fun. And you know what? Hell yeah. I loved it.
Yeah. I gave it a 3.5. It was very silly, goofy, very entertaining. Stakes were low. The smut was high. It's fun.
So our FMC lives in a studio apartment above a coffee shop where she works in. She just got out of the shower when she hears the word mate drift through the air. She climbs into bed and her coworker Jessica texts her the link to a meditation/manifestation link to attract a rich boyfriend. But a girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do. So she puts on the call forth your perfect soulmate using dimensional waves and starts meditating.
Don't ever send me any invite to any meditation bullshit ever.
It's just a YouTube video.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like the first invite was like to a seminar thing.
But what if it's like to get your rich boyfriend?
Yeah.
Do rich people go to things like that? Rich men?
Yeah, probably not.
I don't think they do. I think only fucking cult leaders go to that.
Yeah.
See, and this is why I would be susceptible to cults.
Yeah.
So she starts picturing her perfect man, and Miss Girl is tall. So our girl's 5'11", and she loves to wear heels. So she wants a tall, strong man in her life. Someone who has physical touch as their love language. Someone who doesn't listen to alpha male podcasts. Which I think is funny because, like, Greg listens to Joe Rogan, and I can't fucking stand it.
No, yuck.
Yeah, that's gross.
My lips curl into a smile as I continue the list. He's got to be wicked in bed and live for oral. The type of man who does it because he's addicted to the taste of my pussy and loves making me come. And of course, I want a huge cock.
Of course.
Yeah.
She's jolted awake hours later, literally covered in sweat. Her whole body's overheating. She strips down naked and closes her eyes again. And she's met with a dark figure behind her eyes. When she opens them, there's a man there. Of course, she's panicking because she's thinking that she's straight up hallucinating. And the person's just not moving at all. They're literally just standing at the foot of her bed, staring at her. And finally, he moves closer and says, "Hello, my love."
I would immediately thrash around.
When she asks him who the hell he is, he's like, "Girl, I'm your soulmate. You literally called me across dimensions." She tells him to kick rocks and she goes to grab her phone and he reaches her to stop her, only it's not a hand. It's a tentacle.
Oh my goodness.
She throws a pillow at him and tries to run to the door butt ass naked, but his tentacles wrap around her waist and then the other one wraps around her mouth, gagging her. She's completely bound now and he's like, come, let's go to my home.
I'd be like, where is that? In the ocean?
Funny you asked. It's kind of like the seven circles of hell. It's extreme heat, volcanoes, sulfuric acid, and she starts freaking out and biting him because she's like, if I go here, I will literally die. There's no way I can survive in this atmosphere. He's holding her close and she starts checking him out. They're in the dark, but she can tell that he's completely handsome for a monster.
How?
She can just tell.
Yeah. She's like, wow, he's got nice cheekbones, straight nose, kind of hot.
Okay.
He tells her he knows exactly what she needs and then lays her down on the bed and tucks her in. She's low-key relieved, but also a smidge disappointed, and he tells her that she needs cuddles and caresses, and then he gets into bed with her. And she panics, and she's like, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm going to fill you with something calming. Panic spikes in my heart, pushing me into action. There's no way I can let a strange man, let alone a creature of unknown origin, put anything inside my body. Yeah, valid reaction.
She starts freaking out and grabs the first thing her hand comes across, which is her rose that she was about to start masturbating with before he came into...
Oh, I was like, a flower?
No, like her little rose toy.
A tentacle snaps out of him and snatches it from the air before the toy even lands. Damn it. Before he can retaliate, I swing my legs out of the bed, only for a tentacle to curl around my waist like a whip. The monster hums. What is that? I slip my fingers beneath the appendage to dislodge its grip, but it tightens. It looks like he wants an answer to his question. What's that? I turn to the figure in my bed. This weapon of yours is coated in something delicious.
You're pussy.
He's straight up licking the juices off of her rose and ask her where he can find more of this yummy stuff.
I can give you more of that, I rasp, but will you promise not to use any teeth? Oh, she's just going for it.
Oh, hell no, girl. He's like, all right, so where is it? And she's like, you know. And he's like, no, I literally don't. I don't even know what that thing that you're holding is. She tells him what the toy is, and he's like, oh, no. You'll never use that again because you'll have me. And she tells him, well, let's see if you can do a better job than my toy.
Where can I find that delicious substance from earlier? He rubs slow circles around my left nipple, making me bite down on my bottom lip. Arousal surges down between my legs, which aches and clenches for one of those tentacles. I arch my back and moan. It came from my pussy. The monster pauses. Where? Vagina, I say with a groan.
Vagina.
He's rubbing her stomach with two of his tentacles and tells her he's just making sure he has enough room for full mating and for her to lie back and to let him prepare her. And what can she say? She's a curious gal. He's literally just running up and down her leg, and she's already bursting juices.
Oh. Ew, odd choice of words.
He tells her consent is sexy, and he won't move into phase three until she's extremely enthusiastic about it. He asks her if he can move on to the next phase, and he promises she'll enjoy it.
Only if it involves touching my pussy with your tentacles, I reply. Without another word, the monster slides the tip of his appendage over the outer edges of my pussy lips, sending tingles up my spine. My back arches as he rubs up and down, each stroke moving tortuously slowly toward my core. I've never had a man, monster or otherwise, touch me with such patience, such unending control. Most would rush straight to my opening, but not him. You are needy, he says, his voice lilting with amusement. I'm just not used to the slow pace, I say through clenched teeth. And why is the other tentacle still stroking my thigh? Because I'm waiting for permission. For what? To stick it in your anus. I'd be like, what made you think we were doing butt play right away? You want to stick your tentacle up my ass. Rectum. Same thing. I sense you are resistant to the idea, he says. I splutter. Because I've never... Your rectum has its maidenhood intact. What the fuck is that?
Booty virgin.
Yeah.
Oh.
She tells him yes. And it's strictly exit only.
Come on, girl. Have a little fun.
He's just hella confused because where he's from, that's where it's at. But she puts her foot down and tells him, exit only until I explicitly say otherwise. And he says, no problem, Pookie. Your wish is my command. But he's hungies for the sweet nectar. She's also scared that he has like weird fangs or something. So she doesn't want him to eat her out because she doesn't know what his mouth looks like. So she tells him he can scoop up her pussy juices with his tentacle cups.
Oh.
And only until she knows him better, that's what he has to do. He's getting to know her pretty well and asks what the rose did. And he's like, oh, I think I can do that for you with my tentacles. She's like, okay, let's give it a try.
This is far more intense than the rose because his sucker closes in around my clit, forming a tight seal. My breath quickens. How could I ever go back to my toy after this? But when tiny finger-like appendages stroke up and down the length of my clit, an explosion of pleasure makes my legs go rigid and I choke. Suction.
He's feasting, scooping up her cum with his little cuppies, and he's still playing the rose toy for her, and she's shaking and having a mind-blowing orgasm. And then he tells her he's only getting started. They go at it nonstop all night long until dusk comes up, and then Monster Man disappears. Just as she falls asleep, she gets a call from Jessica, who one, never calls her this early, and two, hardly ever calls her at all. Apparently, it's not dusk because she's 3 hours late for her shift.
Oh, shit.
As she goes downstairs for work, her boss calls her into the office. He straight up was like, "Can you explain the loud noises that came from your apartment last night?"
Excuse me. It's none of your business.
He's pervy.
So she shuts him down so fast, and she apologizes for being late, but tells him what she does outside of work is absolutely none of his concern. When she leaves the office all pissed off, Jessica finds her sometime later and asks if she ended up listening to the soulmate meditation. Our FMC asks what she knows about it, and Jessica's like, "Oh, you mean shadows, tentacles, and a buttload of fun?" And she's like, "We have to talk later." She finds out that the soulmate Jessica attracted is human, and she's like, "How the fuck did I get a goddamn monster?" Like, she's pissed. She's like, "What the fuck is wrong with me?"
I feel like I'd be like, "Okay, that's kind of cool."
You'd be down?
Maybe.
I know Charlotte would be down.
100% I'd be down, yeah. Maybe, I don't know about the tentacles. Can it be like a different monster? Because like slimy tentacles kind of make me sick to my tummy.
Yeah, I get that.
She rushes home and starts talking to herself when her monster answers. She starts asking him why he won't let him see her. And he's just scared that his pookie won't like him in the light because it makes them change. She turns off the lights of her home and they get to know each other. And we finally find out that our FMC's name is Alexis. He tries telling him that they can't be mates because he can't even survive outside of the shadows. And he says, "Pookie, I can. All that's needed in order for me to do so is for me to fuck you in every single hole that you have."
Yeah.
But she's sick and tired of not seeing him. So she grabs her phone hella fast and turns on the light and turns it on him.
What I see next makes my jaw drop. A gorgeous blonde man with bright blue eyes and a perfect body standing naked at the other end of my room. And there isn't a single tentacle in sight. What is he? A fallen angel? That would explain why he came from a place that looks like hell. Wait, where are his tentacles?
He tells her that she just made a huge mistake by doing that. Because now that she flashed a light, his personality is changing. And the light is taking all of the compassion from him. Now, he must take what he wants from his mate.
All right.
She steps back and takes an eyeful of her sexy monster man, eyeing up his rock hard six pack and his rock hard cock.
Yum. "I'm going to bend you over and fuck you until you're oozing fluids," he growls. "But I thought you wanted to take it slow," I squeak. "That was before all the goodness in me burned out in the light." Okay.
So it made him dark.
Rawr.
Oh.
She tries turning her phone light off, but the room lights flash on and he's standing there as the man. And she's like, "How did you do that?" And he tells her it was his shadow tentacles. He tells her if she really wants him, she'll have to do something for him first. She'll have to suck him off like a good human.
I part my lips and let him slip the tentacle over my tongue. It's warm and smooth with a coating of something briny that reminds me of the sea. Ew. Briny? A briny dick-like object in your mouth?
Yum.
"Good little mate," he says, my insides warm at his approval. I swirl my tongue around the tentacle, looking for sensitive spots or at least a way to take control of the situation. But his eyes narrow. "More?" he asks. I nod through my mouthful. "That's it," he says, his voice breathy as he shoves the cock-shaped tentacle toward my throat. "I knew you could take it. I knew you could take my salty cock-like tentacle."
She's enforcing the fuck out of the Gluckluck 3000 on his tentacle, and please note that his real dick, his real human dick, is within grabbing distance. So she could be sucking off his actual cock, but he's making her suck off his leg, suck my arm, tentacle, whatever. He rips the clothing straight off of her and starts whipping her nipples with his tentacles. And she says, "Ooh, that makes my pussy wet." She tells him that was hot and to keep going. And he's hitting her with the Rose Sucker special. And she's enjoying this too much. And he's a masochist right now. Remember, like, the light has made him dark. He wants her to get off on pain. So he decides to change up the scene. And he whips her pussy 4 times. And then she comes. And she has, like, snot coming out of her nose from crying. And he's like, "Ew, what the fuck is that?" And she tells him that it's snot from crying. And he's like, "Yeah, next time I'll just whip you 3 times.
I also have that reaction to snot.
Snot's gross.
It is fucking disgusting. That's like the one bodily fluid that I'm like, bleh. No. She's over her masochistic sexy man now, though. She just wants her sweet monster back. So she edges towards the lamp and punches out the light, plunging them in darkness.
I think it's kind of funny that you can just flick on a light and he's like, "Rawr."
I'm dark.
He's like a hot-ass man.
Yeah. She's still coming down from her crazy orgasm, wondering what the hell is wrong with her, and then asks him what just happened. He explains to her that it's an allergic reaction to the light. He asks how he can make it up to her, and she says, "Give me a massage, then give me more of that pheromone of yours, and then wrap me up in your tentacles like a cocoon."
Oh, like a cocoon.
And he says, "Anything you desire." So he's nice monster now.
I would never be in the light then. I'd be like, we're staying in the dark, baby.
Yeah. He gives her a luxurious foot massage and tells her that the more time they spend together, the less crazy his dark side will become with her. She asks if he looks the same in the dark, and he says, "Not exactly." And as he keeps massaging her feet, she's getting hella soaked and tells him to massage her everywhere. He starts to massage her inner thighs, and she notices he's secreting a lot of fluid onto her, and she asks why when she's already so wet.
"To ease penetration, but my pussy's so wet." The moment I say those words, I realized exactly where he plans on sticking that tentacle. "Oh, would you consent to double tentacle intercourse?" he asks. My ass cheeks clench. He'd also wanted that last night. "Maybe just circle my asshole for a little bit," I say. "Don't stick the tentacle in until I ask." His laugh reminds me of his darker side and makes every fine hair on the back of my neck stand on end, screaming red alert. "What's so funny?" I ask. "After a few minutes of anal play, I will have you begging for my tentacle," he says.
"You're gonna want that tentacle in there."
He's a naughty squid.
He is. He flips her over and holds her legs apart with his tentacles. He shoves a large tentacle inside of her puss, and it feels incredible.
"Do you remember what I did to your clitoris last night?" he asks, while making flicking motions over the sensitive bundle of nerves. I moaned. "How could I forget? My tentacle cilia will stroke your inner walls, providing you with a more thorough experience."
Okay, yes, sir.
She asks what else he can do, and he starts circling her asshole with another tentacle, and she thinks to herself, it feels like a tongue. He puts two more tentacles over her breast to stimulate her nipples as well. She comes hard, but he tells her, this is only the beginning.
The tentacle at my asshole changes shape, developing little suckers that pull at my pucker.
My pucker!
Any traces of sleepiness vanish at this new sensation, and I perk up. "What's this? Do you like it?" he asks. "Your flesh there is very relaxed." I still, my heart quickening. Maybe now is the time to try anal, while my body is loose and sated. "Could you make a thin tentacle for me? Maybe about the size of my finger?" "Of course."
Oh, sick. What a nice first time to try anal.
Yeah.
With a guy that can just like change his little tentacle shape, make it nice and slim for you.
Pinky size, easy into. It.
Yeah.
She's getting really into it, but he hasn't fully penetrated her, and she asks why he hasn't fucked her ass yet, and he tells her he's waiting for her to beg.
I lick my lips and wiggle my ass from side to side, hoping to tempt him to fuck it. When he continues rubbing me, I say through clenched teeth, "Please fuck my anus. Please fuck me now. Please."
"Please what?"
"Please fuck my anus."
"Fuck my anus." She says, "Please, my mate." That's what he wanted to hear.
Oh, okay.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Without another word, he slides the slippery tentacle into my asshole, spreading the flesh as it tightens around him. Every inch of my back passage tingles with his strange lubrication, even more than my pussy did. Back passage. I like that.
Yeah. The pucker, the anus, the back passage.
He puts 6 inches in her ass and then starts to fuck her pussy too. So she's doing tentacle DP. She says she wants more, so he puts a second one in her puss, and now she's doing triple tentacle penetration.
Wow.
As the fourth one plays with her clit, she climaxes hard.
"That was great. There's one more hole," the monster says. "You want a blowjob? I mean this one." The tip of a narrow tentacle taps at a patch of skin beneath my clit. I'm too lost in pleasure to be shocked, but still manage to say, "But you're too big." I know you can handle it. The monster almost sounds like his wicked self, even though the room is still unlit. Will you make it feel good? I ask. You know I will, he says in a dark voice. I bite down on my bottom lip. Do I really want the monster to fuck me in the urethra? No. What the fuck? Who fucking thinks of that?
It's sounding.
It's sounding. It's a real thing.
Oh, shit, it is?
Yeah.
I thought that was main for men.
No, women can do it.
Oh, I didn't know women did it. Okay.
I think men just do it more.
I'm not shaming. I just am unaware.
If you had a monster that had so many different size variations and it was very slippery and you could just try it, would you want to?
My urethra?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, but you were feeling so good in the moment. And he was like, let me try. And would you want to? I would.
Maybe after like a couple days of knowing him. Maybe.
I've had a catheter. I'm good.
If I was lust drunk, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
Live a little. Come on.
She tells him she's a urethra virgin. And also, he's her first monster. But this makes him sad, and he asks if he's really so monstrous to her. She says no, but she just keeps picturing him as a giant talking octopus, and he's like, I'm shaped the way I am for survival.
Please don't body shame me.
He says, it makes me sad to think that you see me as revolting. She tells him she thought he was hella hot with the lights on and asks if he can be nice if she turns them back on again. And he says, maybe later. And she's like, all right.
Would you like to try urethral intercourse? Won't it hurt? His tentacle stroking my pussy narrows to about the width of a hair and then winds around my clit. I can make it feel extremely good. He says in a slow drawl, I feel in my nipples. This is a way to stimulate the most pleasurable female ejaculation. Okay, sure. If it's the size of a fucking hair, then yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
He forms a tiny little tentacle and works it into her pee hole. Oh, God. He works it around inside of her until she comes again and squirts everywhere. And then she immediately falls asleep. She's been through it.
Yeah, she's been fucked good.
The next morning, she wakes up and he's still there, only he's in his hot man form. And she checks out his giant dick. She asks why he isn't being all crazy, and he's like, you fed me well last night, because he drank her squirt, so it made him nice.
Just the way you said that, because he drank her squirt?
Obviously.
Matter of fact.
She starts to play with his balls and asks if he can hold this form at nighttime because he's not, like, all slimy and stuff. But he says that he'd have to feed too much to be able to do that, and it would reduce her to a sagging sack of flesh.
Oh.
So, no thank you.
Yeah.
She calls him her mate as she gives him a handy.
I made a gentle twisting motion around his thick cock head and revel in the way it made him shiver. Do you ejaculate? I've been coming since you called me mate, he says through clenched teeth. I've been coming since you called me mate. This human cock is too small a vessel for all my cum. That's a lot of cum.
Yeah. He fills the oceans.
That's why it's so salty.
Yeah. I actually don't know if that's canon, but we can presume. The more she strokes him, the more lubrication he produces, and it drips down her arm, and it makes her cum, because it's like seeping into her skin, and it's making her all hot and bothered.
Horned up.
Ooh. Yeah. He splatters her with more lubrication that seeps into her skin and tells her now he's gonna fuck her with his real cock. But just then, her boss comes pounding at her front door, yelling her name. She missed work again.
He's gonna be like, what was all that noise?
Her monster's like, I'm gonna fucking kill this dude. But she tells him that unless he wants her to be homeless, she really has to get to work. He says, fine, but I'm coming with you. And she tells him to just stay out of sight. She gets to work and the line is out of the door. Jessica tells her two other girls called out sick, but really they just watched the same video and are probably getting pounded by their monsters. So Jessica's sending this video around.
Oh, shit. Okay.
She's a menace.
Shout out Jessica, dude.
Yeah. Just then, her mate walks in wearing tight gray sweatpants. She walks over to serve him, but he doesn't eat or drink human food. Then, Mr. Roberts, that's her boss's name, calls her to his office. He tells her that someone wants to buy a ton of her artwork, but at a 50% discount. And she's like, no, that barely covers the cost of making it. So that's what she does in her spare time. She makes artwork, and then her boss puts it up in the coffee shop, and sometimes she sells it.
Oh, cute.
She's confused why he'd even entertain the idea since he makes commission. But then he's like, who have you been fucking the last two nights? I've heard you. And she says, none of his business. And he starts to get aggressive. And then all of the light bulbs burst. He's here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he tosses Mr. Roberts across the room, knocking him out and making sure his mate is safe. Mr. Roberts wakes up and they start interrogating him about what he's been doing with all of her paintings. After 10 minutes of being knocked around, he tells them that he's been selling them at a heavy discount to an art gallery, making hella money off of her. So her paintings, I guess, are really good, and he's making bank off of her.
Like thousands of dollars without telling her.
And he's like, yeah, you made 10 bucks today.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Try harder next time, squirt.
Yeah.
He says that he's been stealing like 10 grand a month from her doing this.
The way I'd kill someone.
Yeah, she tells her mate, she's like, okay, kill this guy. And he's like, are you sure? And she says, yes.
Yeah, get your bag, girl.
He feeds on Mr. Roberts, leaving him as nothing more than a sack of skin. She leaves the office while he digests his meal and runs into her coworker, Ryan, and tells him Mr. Roberts wants to be left alone for a while.
Because he's dead.
As she walks away from Ryan, she sees the lady who works at the art gallery who was in cahoots with Mr. Roberts selling her paintings. But before she can do anything, Jessica corners her and asks why she hasn't bonded with her Umbra. Alexis demands to know what Jessica knows regarding them, and she's like, they look amazing in the light. And then Jessica asks if her Umbra is currently absorbing Mr. Roberts, and it's okay if he is, because they all have to do it at some point. Alexis is now like, bitch, fill me in on what is happening? Jessica tells her everything she knows about Umbras. Apparently, they are a race of shapeshifters who live in the deep waters of a world that crosses dimensions. She tells her to please ask her Umbra to keep Mr. Roberts' form in public so whoever they absorb, they can take the form of that person.
Huh.
At least for the time being, so that he can run the coffee shop, because she's got bills to pay until her Umbra, Neil, gets his first paycheck.
Oh, he's got a job?
Yeah, because he's a human now.
Cute.
And then Jessica shows her a photo of what the Umbra looked like in the dark. It's a writhing mass of tentacles, but now that he's absorbed a human, he will only be human form, but can still manipulate the tentacles.
I'm sorry, but a writhing mass of tentacles?
At all times, he just has invisible tentacles surrounding him.
That's why when he was in his human form, he could still, like, reach out and turn off the lights.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
The girls get back to work, and Alexis goes up to the art gallery lady and tells her that she won't be getting any more artwork from her, and then walks away. Just then, Mr. Roberts calls her into the office. But once she goes back into the office, he takes his other form and wraps her up in his tentacles. So he's completed the absorption of Mr. Roberts.
Oh, so is he human now?
Yeah. He wants to bring her upstairs to see if he's still addicted to the taste of her pussy as this human form.
Oh.
He releases her and tells her that she has a head start and she better get upstairs first.
Wait, my voice trembles because my clit still throbs from last night's pussy whipping. What happens if I get away? Then you get to ride me like a cowgirl, he says with a broad grin as though he's drawing on one of Mr. Roberts' memories. And if you catch me, then I'll fuck you in all holes until you're howling my name. Countdown starts now. Even your urethra again.
I'm sorry, but being on top is not a reward.
No, it is not a reward. Get me on my back.
She takes off running, but he catches her quickly and then carries her the rest of the way up the stairs. He watches as she strips naked and then uses his tentacles to bring her to him so he can eat her out. He pins her to the wall and then starts eating her out until she's begging for his tentacles. He makes her come and then sets her down so he can bring out every single tentacle that he has.
Hey!
This part was so creepy to me. They're skin colored and specifically the same shade as her skin.
Oh, okay.
That's weird.
I don't know if I'd like that, but...
And then she asks, why aren't they slippery?
Is that what you want? I nod. My little mate is getting a tentacle fetish, he says with a chuckle.
Yeah, I would fucking hope so.
Oh, you like my tentacles? Yeah, I feel like she'd have to.
Yeah, or else you're just not compatible.
Yeah.
He shows her his mating tentacle, which has many little tendrils on the head of it, and asks if she wants it, but she says that it definitely will not fit.
You'll take my tentacle cock like a good little mate. My pussy muscles
clench, seeming to agree.
And then she starts begging for him to fuck her.
Fill me with that mating arm while you're giving it to me up the ass. And while you're at it, I want another tentacle sucking my clit. Okay, girl, run the show.
Tell
him. She was just an anal virgin yesterday.
Yeah, look at her now.
He fills her pussy and the little tendrils, remember, at the top of the head, are tickling her cervix.
Oh my goodness.
And she receives the best orgasm of her life. She wonders how long his species lives and asks, and he says that they live centuries, and now that they're mated, she will also live that long. Then he pulls out of her and tells her that he's gonna fuck her with his human cock now. He penetrates her with it, and it's just as amazing. Also, this whole time, she has the tentacle in her ass.
Whoa. Yeah, she's a butt girl now.
Also, shouldn't you ask someone if they want to live for centuries?
Yeah, yeah, I was gonna say, who the fuck wants to live that long?
He lets her know that he's going to come and to hang on.
His first spurt hits the walls of my pussy like a small jet, and the second is a powerful gush. I tighten my grip around my mate as he rides through a double climax. Like a small jet.
A small jet. He finishes and then lays her on the bed so they can drift off to sleep. We're in our epilogue. It's 1 year later. She's a full-time artist. Her mate is also an artist, but the culinary kind, which worked out since they kept the coffee shop. He decides now is the time to breed her, and before they have wet, slippery, kinky sex on a rubber sheet, he needs to have her on her belly and full of his ink.
Oh.
She tells him to give it to her, and he slides his monster tentacle cock into her mouth. She gives him a blowy until he's ready to come.
That's it, he growls, the words coming out garbled. I'm going to fill you up with delicious spunk until you're swollen and dripping. It tastes a little sharper than the cum he produces with his human cock, but I swallow over and over, determined not to waste a single drop of his precious ink. The cock undulates within my mouth as though milking itself dry.
So gross.
Ugh.
He plays with her until she comes, and she feels all warm and fuzzy and horny and knows that the mating frenzy is now in full effect. He fucks her over and over and over, filling all of her holes, and she is loving it. We're in our second epilogue. 4 years later, they have triplets who also have tentacles, but they can't control the visibility of them yet. Jessica and Neil live down the street, and they all hang out like once a week, and everyone is happy.
Cute.
I want to know if she laid eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't say if she laid eggs or gave birth.
I can't get over the fact that he took the form of her creepy-ass boss, and she was like, okay, fucking it.
But, like, they gave Mr. Roberts a glow-up. Like, they said he, like, started working out, he dyed his hair, got a nice haircut.
Yeah, but still, don't matter.
No.
He's still Mr. Roberts, yeah.
You know?
It's her man deep inside, though.
That's true, girl.
It's what's on the inside that counts.
Yeah. So, Riley, how many red pepper emojis do you give this one?
I think I give it 3.5. I agree with that number.
It was silly.
It was silly, but I liked it. It's like a cutesy, silly, little funny story.
Do you think Tentacle Man is sexy?
I don't know. Just the writhing mass of tentacles in the dark, that's what gets me. I don't know.
Would you trade places with Alexis?
Maybe. Why not? It's a new experience.
She had fun most of the time.
Well, next week we're telling Riley all about Devourer of Men by Nikki St. Crow. And we're going to have her look at the cover and give us her best guess on what it might be about. And this, if you don't remember, is the Hook, Rock, and Wendy story.
I'm excited to be back in that world because those books,
chef's kiss. Jenna, did you read those?
No.
You would like it.
You would very much like it.
You guys, I have no idea.
Because remember, they just found out Wendy's still alive, and we found out there's some weird sexual tension between Rock and Hook.
That's
and they're
right.
Both trying to find her.
I think Hook and Rock, they're gonna kiss, if not more. They're going to do some things. And I think they're going to find Wendy. I don't know how, but it's going to be an adventure.
And remember, they were both in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Rock cut Hook's hand off.
I think there's going to be some three-way, maybe. Yeah, man, woman, man, hot.
Or man, man, woman. Maybe it goes all of the ways. Maybe it's just a pile of M's and W's. I don't know.
Yeah. Ooh, I can't wait for this one.
Yeah, we'll find out next week.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at @smutupandlistenpodcast and on TikTok at @smutupandlisten.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.